Hello and welcome to the Divorce to Bliss podcast. Here you will learn all things related to healing from divorce, mind, body, and spirit, so you can create a beautiful new life filled with happiness. I'm Rachel Ruby, author of Divorce to Bliss, divorce coach, speaker, and attorney, and I'm so glad you found me here. Hello and welcome. I am really excited about this episode because we are going to be talking about nutrition and exercise. Now, before you run and say, I'm not going to watch that, keep in mind this very important factor. We've all been told since we were kids how important it is to eat healthy and to exercise. But when we are healing from a trauma like divorce, it is even more important because the food that we put in our bodies and the way that we move our bodies really helps us heal or doesn't help us heal. So if you want to get started on your healing journey, you should tune into this. My guest today is Lisa Spencer, who is a certified functional nutritional therapy practitioner. I love that. Lisa is, she started out studying physiology and nutrition as a young athlete in order to enhance her own performance, and she began her initial career in fitness. But she then went on, no strong woman here, right, to obtain her master's degree and a doctorate in education and worked as both a school counselor and then a professor of educational counseling. So Lisa loves to focus on how bodies function and how nutrients interact with our physiology, which I find fascinating. So Lisa has such a passion for helping people and get to their fullest potential. So we're going to have a great conversation. Welcome Lisa to the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's kind of just get started with why is it so important to watch what foods we put into our bodies when we are healing from stress and trauma like divorce?
Oh, it is. And you kind of hit on it in the intro. It's always important to think about or be aware of. It's not always important to think about, but to be aware of the foods that we're putting in our body. Just being aware helps us cue into our hunger cues. It helps us digest our food better so we have less GI issues. It helps us get the nutrients out of the foods that we're actually eating. That's just for everyone to be aware of their body and nutrients. When we're healing from trauma, including divorce, it is even more important because we have such elevated stress hormones. We have elevated cortisol. We are quick to react. And that elevated cortisol kind of brings all things bad to the body. And we really need our nutrients and our fueling, things we eat, how we take care of ourselves to minimize and subdue that cortisol so we can get into the parasympathetic state. We can cue back into what our body feels, what we need, what kind of energy we have. Also, being stressed, having elevated cortisol is incredibly depleting. It's depleting of all energy, as well as a lot of minerals, vitamins. And we need to replenish that back into the body. Yeah. If we think about it, when we're healing, think about an external wound, right? And I know you talk about this. We really want to kind of soothe the body, take care of ourselves, prioritize ourselves.
Right.
Just like we might have done for others in our world, now's the time to do that for ourselves. And we can use the nutrients, we can use fueling, planning what we're going to eat as a way to really show ourselves that we are caring for our body, that we're loving our body, that we're supporting our body, and in turn, ourselves, right?
Yeah. That's such a great point. And I think about, you know, when you're sad about anything, I mean, a friend could be sick, you lost your job, your child's sick, whatever it is. But when you're divorced, there's so many big emotions and it's so much easier just from a human being perspective, unless you are some kind of a, you know, a bodybuilder or you're just in so in tune with your body. Most people are not, I find that. And it's so easy to sit on the couch when you're in this kind of victim state and feeling sorry for yourself and, you know, grab a bag of potato chips or a glass of wine or whatever. And I think it's really about changing your mindset. Like you kind of alluded to that, and changing, kind of knowing what is going to make you feel good. It's not just about, there's such an emphasis placed on how we look outside, and people go on diets because they want to achieve a certain number on the scale or build more muscle or fit into their genes. But right. Nutrition is so much bigger than that. It's about how we feel inside and outside, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And generally we don't feel good if we're not nourishing our internal selves. Like even if a person walking down the street and others think they're looking great, the person inside probably isn't feeling good if they're not nourishing themselves in so many ways.
Right.
The very act of being stressed, I mentioned it's depleting of your vitamins and minerals. So we want to replenish that, but it's also depleting of your feel-good hormones. So we need to do things that are replenishing the vitamins and minerals that help us produce those feel-good hormones, right? It's all interconnected. So if we're eating foods that are rich in our vitamin B's and vitamin D, and we're getting our healthy fats and we're getting our magnesiums in all the different foods that we're eating, that actually, and we're getting enough protein with enough tryptophan, all of those things are actually the essential building blocks in our body to produce serotonin, which helps us physiologically feel better, right? So if we're not,
and that helps us heal, right? Because
exactly.
Feeling better, yeah. So it's all kind of a circular, yeah.
Yes, yeah, and that's what makes me so excited about nutrition and nutrients. It's like a physiological change. We're addressing the body at a physiological as well as emotional level.
Right. Yeah. And the physiological part is so within our control. And a lot of people, you know, always kind of like, I know some people in my life who, they say, oh, you know, Rachel, you have such willpower. You won't eat that cookie. And I say, well, I don't look at it as willpower to not eat the cookie. I look at it as making a positive decision. So my body feels really good. And so I feel really good. So I can go on doing what I'm doing and feeling happy and, you know, being at my best, the best that I can be. So I think it's, again, it's just that little change in thinking. Let's kind of move on. You kind of talked about a little bit, let's talk about moving the body and how important it is to keep active every day. This often gets overlooked again when we're dealing with these big emotions and the challenges that can come from divorce and healing. And what does exercise do for us when we're specifically in that healing mode? And why is it so important to make time for that every day?
Mm-hmm. We're going to go back to the cortisol, the serotonin, all of those.
Yeah.
And there's more. There's other things involved in that. Those are the two big ones. So I like to have it. So just remember those two. Cortisol, we want to diminish that. So our movement is going to help us diminish that cortisol. Seeing the sunlight, the natural light, even if it's not sunny for you wherever you're listening. And then the movement helps diminish that cortisol, helps it just sort of fade away, and the natural movement helps us create our serotonin. So it's kind of a two-prong approach. I know a lot, we kind of get two ends of the spectrum with movement and people that are in trauma. And we see those that move a lot, right? Almost move so much so it's a distractant. And we see some people, maybe the other end of the spectrum, where it's just hard to get off the couch, and they're trying to self-soothe with maybe a distraction from TV or a glass of wine or the bonbons, whatever. So there's different approaches for supporting those two different individuals. Both need support, right? For the person that's moving all the time, they might run into a low energy availability situation where the distraction of being active, going for your normal workout, then maybe playing pickleball, then walking with your friend in the evening, right? We want to make sure that we're fueling for those activities. Otherwise, we begin to, with the stress, run the body into the ground. And from that low energy availability, we get more depression, right? We get a deeper fatigue. We might even have some hormonal imbalance from that, which kind of is counterintuitive of what we think of moving, but we need to be fueling that movement. For the person that's having a tough time getting off the couch, that's really just stuck and movement doesn't sound that appealing, sometimes I like to just, bite size approach to that, you know, put it on your same list of all the things you want to do and go for a goal of 10 push-ups, walking around the block 2 times during the course of the day. Just start with real achievable things, put them on your checklist so that you can benefit from that serotonin surge.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. So it's not just, you know, get up and go work out at the gym for an hour, go take an aerobics class. It's, or yeah, aerobics, not aerobics, go take a, you know, whatever, Pilates or whatever it is. But it's really all about, like you said, starting small and making goals that are achievable, because that makes you feel good. And then you're able to increase it a little bit or do something different. And eventually, you know, you'll start feeling even better. So you'll be able to focus. And I love what you pointed out about the overdoer. And I think I know a lot of people like that, but I think when it comes to, you know, the trauma of divorce and healing from divorce, there's so much stress often involved in that, that I think a lot of people will jump into that mode to escape having to deal with things on an emotional level. You know, if I go play pickleball and then I, you know, run to my friends and do a walk with her, and then I, you know, do all these things throughout my day, I am not going to have to face and deal with it. Right. So right. I love that you say there are two different approaches. I never really thought about that before. So that's very interesting.
Yeah. And we just need to support each of those, but in a different way, and everything, you know, in the middle of that continuum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. So we've been talking kind of about food and how important food is to the body, but as you know, it's also important to the mind and the spirit as well. So it's kind of this trifecta that I call it in healing, which is we don't just heal, you know, one part of ourselves. We have to heal the body, the mind, and the spirit. And so food and exercise really play into that in such a major way. So you kind of alluded already to maybe making these achievable goals for someone who's sitting on a couch and is stuck, and that's great. Are there any other ways to really implement, to listen to the body, to teach someone how to be more intuitive, to listen to the body so that they can get into a healthy practice that will yield positive results while they're trying to heal?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I have to comment, I just grin ear to ear when you talk about that trifecta. So yes, I love your position on that. There, I like to put everything in those kind of achievable little baskets, baby steps, because that's what does help us take that next step, right? When we are sort of stuck on the couch, we make those baby steps for movement, but also the baby steps for eating. So let's not have the binge-worthy food in our cupboards. Let's just erase that decision. Then you don't have to make the choice for you. You said you don't eat cookies very often. They're probably not in your house. Maybe you get to have that 20% food for the spirit time where you're celebrating something and you get your treat. The rest 80% of the time you are filling your cupboards, your refrigerator with nutrient dense foods that support your healing, that support you on this journey. So if you open the fridge and you see things that are easy to grab that are also going to be supportive to you, you're much more likely to really be healing yourself through the nutrients, through the fueling that you're doing. Same with the cupboard. So I would say, you know what? Take out that sugary yogurt. Replace it with some full fat or low fat Greek yogurt that you can add a tiny little bit of honey, or, you know, there's some other great alternatives in the yogurt world for that. But just take out that full sugar kids yogurt. Take out those chips, pretzels, your carbohydrate out of your cupboard. Replace that with some more nutrient-dense snacks that you like, maybe some nuts and seeds so that you're getting your omegas and some good healthy fats and some salts to replenish your body.
One of my favorite things is just to take an avocado and just smash it up into guacamole and get some celery sticks and just, you know, that's such a great snack and it's such good healthy fats.
Absolutely. Or hummus also. So all of those things. I knew a person that in the trauma of her divorce was just having a really hard time eating. So that's, you know, maybe the other end of spectrum for a lot of people. Yeah. And so what we did is she made sure that she always had a pre-made smoothie or protein drink in her refrigerator, in her cupboard. And actually one step beyond that, tied that to an activity that she would always do. So the first time she got in the car every day, she would grab that, hungry or not, because your hunger cues in the times of stress may not be on point, but she knew she needed to eat to heal.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I think a lot of people may need help. You're giving some great suggestions, and you know, people like me, I mean, I'm so in tune with what feels good into my body because I feel it, and I'm very healthy. I'm a very healthy eater, but a lot of people don't know that. They're not in tune with that. And it's great to be able to work with someone like yourself so they can kind of make a food plan. I think many years ago, when I started having some hormonal changes, I was seeing a nutritionist, and she really helped me to just make a plan, like a daily plan as to, you know, what I could eat for lunch and what I could eat for breakfast and dinner. And it kind of gave me an idea of what things I needed to include in each of those meals, not just like, oh, I'm going to eat some yogurt because it's healthy, but, you know, okay, maybe I should throw some nuts in there because it's going to give me the good fats. And maybe I should throw, you know, if it's the morning, I could have a little bit of fruit and, you know, things like that. So I think working with, if someone's really confused, rather than trying to figure it out on their own, because like you said, you know, the serotonin levels and hormonally and all those different things that we are facing when we're going through the stress, I think this is a great area to get some guidance. So at the end, we're going to put up your contact information so people can contact you and set up an appointment with you if they want that extra help. Because I think it's really a wonderful thing to have, to know that you've got that covered and you're taking control of what you put inside and how you exercise your body as well.
Yeah, really. You know, I appreciate that. There's so much information out there. One, it's hard to make sense of what's right. Two, it's harder to make sense of what's right for oneself, especially in a state of trauma. I think about the, you know, the number of trainings or coaches we get for kids in the world these days. How many times has a woman in her 40s or 50s gotten training and coaching for herself, for her own improvement and healing? And I really look at it, if you're serious about something, get support.
For sure. And it's so nice now that there's so much support out there, because I know when I was growing up we had nutritionists, but there weren't really a lot of people who could help you be grounded and help you. And it's so different now, because we obviously know so much more in the field of physiology, in the field of nutrition. And so I love that, not just kind of a one and done, you know, here's what you eat every day to, you know, you and you. Because like you said, everybody's different. And if you're facing a trauma, or maybe you're not, or maybe you just want to lose 10 pounds, or maybe you're really happy in your life, and all those things will also play into what you need to put in your body and your nutrients. So yeah, I love that. What about, I know you talked about your friend or the person you kind of counseled from divorce and giving her, relating her, some of the foods that she ate with an activity. And that's fantastic. That's really a great way to combine them both. But what about, are there any other steps that people could, we kind of talked about that, I guess. You talked a little bit about taking the baby steps to move the body, but what about people who don't really maybe they don't have an activity, or they've never done a team sport, or they know they need to move, but they don't want to join a gym, or they, what are some other ways that people can get out there and move and be active so they can start healing?
Yeah, I think a lot of times we hear, oh, join a gym with a friend or pick an activity with a friend. And I really appreciate that it is intimidating to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And lots of times when one is already in a trauma situation, it's even harder. I recommend one, as we mentioned before, get support, get help, get a coach. You know, when I work with someone, we just look at the holistic person, and that includes movement, nutrition, mind, body, soul, all parts, right? So we need to heal with the trifecta, as you mentioned. I think one of the other important things is to use one's support system.
Yes.
If a person can reach out and say, I want to move, but I'm struggling, I think everyone would have a friend that would call or come by or say, I'll walk the block with you.
Right. I just did a podcast on support networks, and it's really interesting because, you know, most human beings have some kind of support network, whether it be family, friends, coworkers, whatever. But I talk about in that podcast and in my book about how it's so important to have the right support network. And a lot of times people don't have the right people giving them support. So that's a whole different podcast. But I like that idea of, if you do have the right people in your support network, and again, all of these things are, you know, simultaneous. They're all going on kind of the same time while we're healing, and we're just checking all the boxes, and you know, they all intertwine with each other, which is wonderful. And that's why some of my clients say, like, well, I have to do so many things. And I say, well, but they all feed off each other, and they're all, once you tweak those things or you start thinking differently, you start to notice a difference in the way you feel. Because everyone always says, like, how long is it going to take for me to heal from my divorce? I say, well, if I had a crystal ball, I'd be able to tell you that, but it's really about the work you put in. So if you're eating right, if you're exercising, if you're and you're working with someone, so you're not only you're eating healthy, but you're eating right for you and what's going on in your life, and you're getting the right support and, you know, all these other things, then you're going to start feeling big changes within yourself. And that is, that's the healing process working. So I love it. I don't know if you have anything else that you want to add or say, or anything that you feel is important.
You know, I think I touched on the need for vitamins and nutrient dense foods, those sorts of things. I definitely didn't say hydration, and that is so important. I don't want to leave that one out of the mix. Sometimes we can just forget to drink water, or somebody's drinking a lot of purified water without having any electrolytes in it. I know lots of women that walk around with their water bottles of their spray, you know, purified water, and we want to make sure that we're getting those electrolytes in our water to really help the body stay hydrated. We'll be impressed with how much better we feel, how many things dissipate. Maybe the inflammation, maybe the headache can kind of dissipate a little bit when we're well hydrated. So from
that the standpoint, that is so true. Cause I do have water purification system, and I do drink electrolytes. And when I skip a day by accident, I forget. I feel it also in my skin, especially in my skin. My skin is like drier, and, you know, so many of them, my hair, and so that's such a great piece of advice. Thank you.
Someday we'll have to talk about our hormones and how, gosh, they can impact what's going on too, and just keeping stable blood sugar, how supportive that is for women.
Let's have another podcast about that. I'd love to do that. That'd be fabulous. Great. Let's do a hormone podcast. So why don't you tell us, and I'll put it up on the screen as well, but why don't you share where the best place is to contact you?
Yeah, my website is lisaspencernutrition.com, and email is the same, lisaspencernutrition.com. My phone number is 858-774 0723. I would love to support anyone that needs some support in this area.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. This is just a wonderful plethora of information for everybody, really. And thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes.